Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. I'm here today at the beautiful Emerald Home, which is an award-winning property that is part of the Home Builders Parade of Home Tour. We have lots of people that are walking in, taking a look at this fabulous property, and we invite you, if you're out there driving around, to stop by and look at this property and chat with Maxine Suisa, who is the listing broker of the property, and Farron Dancer, who is the builder, who both of whom are here and are part of my show today. They are my special guests. Before I go back into my conversation with Maxine and Farron, I'd like to remind you guys that I always tell my clients that should they have a choice in a realtor, a lender, and other real estate professionals, to make sure that they use a thoughtful process to make that choice, and you should be just as discriminating in your choice of a title insurance company. You know, my top recommendation, Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. You see, Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurance companies with a personal Santa Fe approach. Their services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. So choose experienced, knowledgeable professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Please call my friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email them at their free and confidential question and customer service department, santafe@fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. I know you'll appreciate the difference. Anyway, back to my in-studio, though I'm not in the studio, I'm actually at a remote broadcast today, but my in-studio sort of guest, Maxine Suisa, who is an associate broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, one of my colleagues, and Farron Dancer, who is the builder of this fabulous property. Farron was just tapping me. What is that? Anna?
Also the designer.
Oh, the designer. Oh, very good. Thank you for clarifying that for me. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the Parade of Homes. Maxine, you just won 3 awards from the parade. You must be very proud of that.
We're both very proud of that. We won the Grand Green Award, and we won the Most Innovative and Net Zero Energy Green Award, and we also won the Most Innovative Home over $2 million.
And just for our listeners' benefit, you are a little bit north of $2 million on the listing of this property, aren't you?
That's right. It's $2.5 million.
Well, what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about all of the incredible features that exist in this home so that people have a true appreciation for why $2.5 million is really a bargain for what is probably the greenest property perhaps in the country. Is that correct?
It's definitely in New Mexico. We have a home energy rating system of -2, and I don't think there are any other homes that can claim that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that part of what is important to all builders today, Farron, and to brokers as we become more educated about the importance of green building is the new green building code that exists here in Santa Fe. Talk a little bit about that, Maxine. And between the two of you, I know that there are 6 different categories that actually comprise the Green Building Code. What are they all about?
Well, first, I just wanted to mention that Farron was also instrumental in writing the Green Building Code with the City of Santa Fe, and in particular at the city, Catherine Mortimer. So there are 6 categories that are evaluated. The first is the site preparation, which also includes the mission statement. Then there's the resource efficiency, energy efficiency, water efficiency, and indoor air quality.
Now, just for, again, for the listeners' benefit, because they're going to be throwing a lot of information their way today, and I want people to walk away having at least a fundamental understanding of what this Green Building Code is all about. Those are codes that are required of new buildings that are built in Santa Fe?
Yeah, I'd like to chime in on that one. First of all, this code was rolled out on July 1st, just last month.
Mm-hmm.
It's now mandated in Santa Fe to meet a silver designation in all 6 categories, the 6th one being homeowner education. So you have the 6 categories, and in order to meet code and get a certificate of occupancy, you have to meet a silver designation in all 6 categories. You also have to have a HERS rating, a home energy rating system, like Maxine mentioned, of 70 or better to meet code.
And just, again, for the benefit of the listeners, what does 70, is it 0 to something?
A typical code-built U.S. home is a HERS 100.
Gotcha.
And the better, the lower you go, the better the score.
And Maxine said that you guys are actually in a minus category on this house.
We're a minus, HERS minus two on
this
house.
That's fabulous. So essentially what you're saying is you're beating the HERS standard and even returning to the homeowner true value in the green components of this property.
Well, from an energy perspective, the way the city has aligned and the Builders Association has aligned with the 2030 challenge, which is zero carbon emissions from all new construction by the year 2030. So that HERS 70, or 30% better than the national code, is being rolled out right now, but that's going to be ramped up every 4 or 5 years. So that HERS score is going to have to get better and better as time goes by so that everyone is building to a HERS zero by 2030. We've created a model here by coming in at a HERS minus two, showing that the parameters for the 2030 challenge can be done, and here we are doing it 20 years in advance.
Now this is a question for you, Farron. That is a very laudable goal to reach. You're a builder. You know how the challenges are involved in building. Is that realistic by 2030?
It's realistic right now. We just did a HERS minus two.
Right.
So the point is
for all builders for you guys, obviously.
It's very doable for all builders. It's a huge learning curve for the building community and the public. But right here in Santa Fe right now, there are affordable housing units being built at HERS 55. There are Habitat for Humanity homes coming in at a HERS 50. So the point is that you don't have to go into the high end to achieve energy efficiency and to make a statement about how doable the 2030 challenge is. We're showing right now in under $200,000 homes here in Santa Fe that you can build them at half of the code-built rating of a typical U.S.-built home, and that's happening right now.
Oh, that's fabulous. Maxine, again, we're going to go through the six categories that are part of the building code. Farron's been talking about some of the construction issues associated with it. I guess before we go back to the six, one of the things that I think the listeners would be interested in is, what's my cost saving with a house like the Emerald Home? And at the end of the day, what am I going to save by having all these green devices and appliances and the like?
Well, right now there are multiple advantages. The first is actually there is a federal and a state tax credit for putting photovoltaic into your electricity system.
And
geothermal as well. There's so, for example, on this house, our photovoltaic system was probably about $80,000, so that's a $24,000 tax credit, not deduction, credit from the federal government, and another $8,000 from the state of New Mexico. In addition to that, the calculated use of this home, of a typical 4,200 HERS 100 rated home, would be conservatively about $1,000 a month. So this home has no energy bills, and in addition, we are calculating a $200 to $300 credit every month from PNM.
Wow.
So for a person looking at a home like that, that's over the life of a loan is a $300,000 to $400,000 savings.
Wow, that's amazing. Gino Thompson, my producer back at the studio, if you can hear me, I think we're actually up to a segment that we call the legal topic of the week, and if Gino, you're there and you're hearing that, I'm going to basically tell the listeners, yes, indeed, there's the music, that this week Attorney Jim Rubin will explain what real estate professionals call the lien exception on title insurance policies and why it's so important to delete it when you buy a home, a lot, or a condo. Now, for your reference, this exception is standard exception number 4 on pre-printed title insurance policies and commitments. The title policy gives you coverage for your property but takes exception to certain matters such as easements or protective covenants, which you learn about while buying. Exceptions are like a pre-existing condition in a health insurance policy, to give you some perspective. Now, in New Mexico, there is an automatic exception for contractor and supplier liens, which may be filed in the future for work done prior to your closing. If your seller does not pay for the work done by a contractor and you don't know about it, a lien may be filed after you close, which is a terrible surprise for any buyer. you could end up paying for the same work twice, once in the purchase price and a second time when you actually pay the lien claim. And, of course, the seller has disappeared or is judgment-proof protected. The good news, however, is that you may require that the lien exception be deleted from the title insurance policy, and in most transactions, the seller pays for the deletion, and it only costs $30. A problem can happen when a contractor is the seller of a home and doesn't want to pay for the deletion because of a new construction cost, which is $3 for every $1,000 of the purchase price. So on a $300,000 home, that would mean another $900 in cost to the seller. Under this scenario, if the contractor doesn't pay his subcontractors, there will be liens filed after you close. So the bottom line is, always insist on exception number 4 on your title insurance policy being deleted in every transaction. Thank you, Attorney Jim Rubin, for another informative legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding exception number 4 or lien claims, please go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon and then go right to the Rubincast Law Firm logo. You know, Thompson, I think I'm going to take a break here on all things real estate. We have a lot of territory we need to cover with Maxine Suisa and with our other good guest here in the Emerald Home, Farron Dancer. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
67. Talk 1260. KTRC.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. I'm here today at the Emerald Home, which is an award-winning property that's part of the Santa Fe Home Builders Parade of Homes. We invite you to come up here to the Emerald Home. Again, I have Maxine Suisa. Maxine, what's the address again here?
2962 Broken Sherd Trail.
And that's in Montesereno, so you take the Tasuki exit and make a left when you, if you're coming from town, and come straight up to Montesereno, go up the hill and look for that street. Again, we have quite a few people that are touring through the property today. We were talking in the last segment about a number of things associated with several issues on the building code changes, the green building code changes. Farron, I want to ask you about the building envelope here and describe a little bit of what that would be, how it would be important to a prospective buyer.
Well, first of all, let me just say that in building a net zero energy home, you know, there might be a misconception that all you have to do is throw on a large photovoltaic system or any other renewable energy system to create a bunch of energy and attempt to get to a net zero. This is not factual. What you have to do when you're working in this realm and you're looking to go to net zero is you have to address the building envelope first and foremost. The more energy reduction that you can create in the design and fabrication of the home, the less energy it's going to require to run it and the less expense there's going to be in those renewable energies that you're going to put on later, whether it's PV or it's geothermal and some of the other things that we've done, including solar radiant hydronic hot water as well.
Just so a listener understands what hydronic means.
Hydronic is just a plumbing term for a water-to-water system. So basically that's the solar collectors that are on the house versus the electric PV modules, two different solar applications.
Okay. So continue with the description.
Okay. So what we've accomplished here, a typical house this size, which is about 4,180 square feet, would typically require a 135,000 BTU heat load. And what we've managed to accomplish is a 35,000 BTU heat load, virtually one-third of a typical home this size. So that's accomplished through our building envelope. We have a double-frame exterior wall system with 12 inches of cellulose insulation, super high-performance windows and skylights, and everything about the envelope from the foundation through the roof is been addressed in terms of its energy efficiency. So we've reduced our heat load and other potential energy costs by a huge amount, and that's how we can get to that HERS minus 2.
I see. And all of this, again, is incredibly important to people if they're considering purchasing the Emerald Home, but if they're thinking about building their own home, these
exactly.
are very, very relevant cost-saving measures that can be taken Again, as you said, it's not just throwing some photovoltaic unit up on the roof and then they make these kind of savings, correct?
Correct. And then beyond the envelope and the building technique itself, then you go for the other, what we call low-hanging fruit in terms of energy reduction, and that would be our lighting systems. We are 80% either LED or CFL, compact fluorescent lighting. LED uses 6% of the energy of typical incandescent lighting. CFLs use about a third the energy. So when you go as far as we did with 80%, you've already reduced your energy costs tremendously. And then along with Energy Star appliances, these are the lower-hanging fruit that you can do in the long run.
Maxine, I wanted to shift gears for a moment. I've got about 2 minutes before I have to do another segment. But let's talk a little bit for someone that we want to motivate them to come up here. This stuff is all incredibly important. But talk a little bit about the beautiful features of this home. I mean, we're sitting here. It's spectacular. Talk a little bit about that for the listeners.
Thanks. That actually ties into one of the categories, too, of the Green Building Code, which has to do with resource efficiency. And there are a couple of very special features about the Emerald Home. We've used reclaimed wood throughout the home, 200-year-old reclaimed beams from barns that would otherwise have been torn down or burned. We have actually one beam that is in the breakfast nook that's from the 1700s. These are all hand-hewn beams. As you look at them, you can see the little niches in them from somebody trying to make these square from the trees that they came from. In addition, the stucco that we used is very green. It's Tobias stucco, and it really just has a gorgeous look and feel to it. Farron and I played around to get the color that we wanted. We actually mixed a couple of colors together.
So it's really customized.
Yeah. That's right.
Besides those things, walking through the rooms here, and we have quite a few people here that are touring the Emerald Home, you can see some fabulous light fixtures and other features in the bathrooms, too.
Yes, that's right. Actually, in the bathrooms, first of all of our appliances, our bathtub, the bathtub and the sinks where we have them are cast iron, which is also made from recycled content. And then the sinks that we have that are hand-blown glass is also made from recycled glass.
Wow.
As well as all of the backsplashes where we have glass black backsplashes, that's also made from recycled.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a little bit of a break here. Gino Thompson, my producer, not to go to a break, but actually to talk a little bit about something that relates to this, and that is from our good friends at Hub International, the insurance company that's a sponsor of the show. And by the sound of that music, it is time for another useful insurance tip brought to you by our friends at Hub International. So today, go green and save the environment is definitely a 21st century mantra, and we've been talking a lot about that during the conversation this afternoon. Many of us want to do what we can to improve life on the planet, and by doing so, live healthier and safer lives, as well as realize some significant savings in day-to-day expenses that are part of owning a home. So like many New Mexicans, you want to do your part, but I bet you also want your insurance company to do theirs as well. Well, the best solution is talk to your agent. And since going green is something that is such a part of our lives these days, this week I spoke to Robin Schritter, Regional Vice President with Hub International, about the ways that insurance companies are responding to this new reality. Take a listen to what she shared with me.
Okay, Robin, many listeners want to use green construction when building their new homes because they are environmentally sensitive and they know in the long run it's a very cost-effective choice. But from your standpoint, what are some of the things that people can do to guarantee that their new home is in fact green?
Well, Ray, there is a certification that requires third-party rating system. The LEED certification is the recognized standard for measuring building sustainability. This certification considers such things as water use, indoor air quality, building materials, and energy use. A LEED certified home will be more energy efficient with lower heating and cooling bills and possess exceptional indoor air quality.
Okay, Robin, if a listener approaches the construction of his new home using recycled materials for the home building products, installing high energy saving appliances, using environmentally friendly paint, and planting trees for shade, all of these actions help in gaining the LEED certification, correct?
Absolutely, Ray. In addition, should you ever have damage to your existing home, employing such things will help in upgrading the property and achieving many of the advantages of owning a green home.
Okay, Robin, by doing these things, how is a listener's homeowner's insurance coverage actually affected?
Well, Ray, it depends on your coverage and your insurance company. Remember, the purpose of insurance is to put you back where you were before a loss. This is what the insurance company is obligated to do within the confines of the contract that you have agreed upon. And it is important to note that some policies are broader than others. Some insurers, however, have recognized the advantages of being green at home and, as such, have tailored special coverages. If you want to upgrade with green features after a loss, they will provide an option to rebuild or replace with green alternatives within the policy, rather than the homeowner absorbing the additional costs. There are some additional covered expenses as well, like debris recycling, flushing out reconstructed space with outside air, and payment for a loss, use of alternative power generating and water systems.
And Robin, what about costs for listeners with all these additional policy provisions?
Well, Ray, as with any upgrade in coverage, there's usually a small increase in premium, ranging from a $25 minimum to maybe a $70 on a million-dollar home. As is always the case, if you're interested in going green with your existing home, call your agent for advice.
Another terrific insurance tip, Robin, and if you want more insurance advice, please go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon, and that'll take you right to the Hub International logo.
Hey, Jan. Okay, so we're back here live at the Emerald Home, which is on the Parade of Homes tour, and I have Maxine Suisa and Farron. I want to ask you a question. You were talking a minute ago about resource efficiency, and you wanted to put a couple of comments on the our punctuation on that particular topic.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that, you know, there's a little bit of controversy in the green building world about when you build a home this large, how green does that make it given the typical carbon footprint of a high-end custom home. What we've created here is a model for, you know, not an outrageously large house, but a reasonably large house in the high-end realm at almost 4,200 square feet. But we've used such a large amount of reclaimed and recycled material in this project, including compressed earth block that we made here on site with a large percentage of site soil for all of our interior walls. So the point is that we've used a lot less embodied energy to build a house this size that would typically be done for a house this size. And that's part of the model that we're creating, along with the energy efficiency and water efficiency and everything else.
Excellent summary. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer back at the studio, I'm going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Maxine and Farron. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
RC.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. I'm here at the Emerald Home today, live, our first remote broadcast. We've had a little bit of herky-jerky stuff with the technology, but it's all worked out with special assistance from Kelly Fagan, my technician who's on-site here. He's a master of everything. Anyway, we're going to move things around a little bit. Gino Thompson, who's back in the studio, he's listening to me, and I'm cueing him. I think what I'm going to do, Gino, is our regular open house of the week segment right now. And the reason why I want to do that is I want to leave a little bit of extra time at the end of the show for my good friends Maxine and Farron. So, Gino, cue up the music. Yes, and by the sound of that music, it is time for the regular open house of the week segment brought to you by Los Alamos National Bank. This morning I had the chance to speak with my Santa Fe Realty Partners broker, Jan Kupacinski, regarding the virtues of 52 Ashara Boulevard. Let's listen to what she had to tell me about this terrific property. Hey, Jan, why don't you tell the listeners today about the fabulous property that you're sitting on?
Well, I'm holding an open house at 52 Ashara Boulevard in the sustainable community of Ashara Village. This is one of six live-work homes built by Dreamcatchers. Two have already sold. The remaining four range in size from roughly 2,700 square feet to 3,200 square feet. The prices range from $3,989 to $409,900. LiveWorks are a flexible form of housing. The owner can choose to have their business on the street level and live upstairs. In these units, the downstairs is a large open space with stained concrete floors plus a bathroom, and the spaces are framed and plumbed so you can easily add additional rooms. There's a separate entrance to a private residence upstairs with two bedrooms, two baths, an open living, dining, kitchen area, as well as a covered outdoor deck. High-end finishes include limestone countertops and travertine floors. All the units have two-car garages, a walled outdoor space. They're green built. The insulation is sprayed cellulose with a high R factor. The appliances are Energy Star rated. It's pre-chased for photovoltaic panels on the roof. This is the type of housing that encourages a lifestyle that not only reduces your carbon footprint, but saves you money in your energy costs. Bashara Village has its own water reclamation plant, and soon they will have several stores within walking distance.
Jan, this is just to interrupt you. This whole live-work concept is really sort of new to Santa Fe, and I think a lot of people are catching on with it, aren't they?
They are, and it's really gonna pop up all over the country, and it makes a lot of sense. Put your car in the garage and just walk downstairs to your workplace.
Well, you're doing a fabulous job today of selling the listeners on this terrific property. Again, you're going to be there from 1 to 3, and to reiterate, you're at 52 Oshara Boulevard, correct?
That's correct. We're just south of the community college off of Richards Avenue. And Los Alamos National Bank is offering some excellent terms.
Well, that's fabulous. And this particular property you're sitting on is $409,000, right?
That's correct, $409,900.
Well, listen, I encourage everybody that's out there driving around right now to stop by and say hello to my good friend Jan. She's going to be at this property from 1 to 3 today. I suspect that buyer is in his or her car right now. Jan, I wish you a lot of luck, and please do what you can do to sell the property. Thanks so much for speaking to us today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, back here at the Emerald Home, I have my special guests, Farron Dancer and Maxine Suisa, here at the home with me. We got about 5 minutes left on the show, guys, and I wanted you to sort of give me some bullet points of the important issues. Farron, we were talking during the break about indoor air quality and how important that is.
Well, it's especially important when you build an energy-efficient home with a tight building envelope, because you have to have fresh air exchange within the house if it's going to be a healthy home. We have a very advanced air exchange system that purifies the air that's brought in with HEPA filtration, and we have also eliminated any kind of outgassing within the home in the construction process, with no VOC paint, finishes, no formaldehyde in the cabinetry. So nothing in the house is outgassing, plus we're bringing in a fresh HEPA-filtered air for the air exchange.
Fabulous stuff, and you just don't find all of those features on too many homes these days, do you?
Well, you're going to be seeing more and more of them as the building community and the public become aware of the new code and what it's going to take to get the energy efficiency ratings and also make, as I said earlier, all six categories are a silver designation to meet the code, and indoor air quality is one of them.
And part and parcel with that, Maxine, is the water quality here.
Yes.
Talk about that for a minute.
Actually, one other thing I just wanted to mention with indoor air quality is that the importance for people who are environmentally sensitive as well, there's no outgassing materials used in the Emerald Home.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding water efficiency, first of all, the home is equipped with low-flow faucets and shower heads,
mm-hmm.
so there's less usage there, and it's also dual-stage or dual-flush toilets in the home as well. Also, in the hot water system, the solar hot water can fill up our radiant heating hot water system as well, so there's some efficiency there. And then on the outside, we have three 1,700-gallon cisterns that surround the Emerald Home, and 80% of the roof runoff is captured by those cisterns. The additional is actually a passive irrigation system, so there's no waste from the roof runoff water. We also have three retention ponds, and we have heard that in the case of the 100-year storm, our ponds could capture
That would require 55,000 gallons of water capture, and we have three ponds that equal about 85,000 gallons.
Well.
Also, all of our landscaping is xeriscaping, so it's drought tolerant, and it's on a drip irrigation system, so there's less waste for water. And then we also have evaporative cooling systems in the house. We have two of them, and they are also more efficient. They use 60% less water than typical evaporative cooling.
And one thing I should mention to the listeners, and of course the people that are touring here today during the Parade of Homes, are enjoying the fabulous views from this property. We're sitting here in what you call the breakfast nook, and it's pretty extraordinary. My back is to it, but I know what's behind me. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, Farron really tried to emphasize that in the design of the house, that we could capture these beautiful views. We spent quite a long time looking at lots in Monte Sereno to find that perfect lot that had south-facing solar gain as well as these magnificent sangre views.
Mm-hmm. And, guys, we've got about 3 minutes or so before the show is over with. Maybe in summary, because there, as Farron was saying to me at the beginning of the show, Ray, we could talk for days about this stuff, and you're absolutely right. But just for the listeners' benefit and for those that are here touring because they're listening to the show here, just sort of bullet point the important issues associated with the Emerald Home that you want to leave with the listeners.
Well, I think the most outstanding aspect of this project is the educational outreach. There is a homeowner education category in the new city code, so anybody building will have to get the homeowners up to speed, and so they understand not only the systems and how to operate them and maintain them, but also about conservation, which is a huge issue when you're talking about efficiency of a home. So there's a little lifestyle shift that we're all about right now and that we're encouraging others to partake in as well. The final thing is that the home is the recipient of the United States Green Building Council educational grant, one of two nationally, and this was received in partnership with the Santa Fe Community College. We've been documenting the construction of the home from the groundbreaking on, and is going to be a 16-week online course at the community college.
Fabulous.
On zero energy and green building that anybody anywhere will be able to go online next spring and take that course.
Well, are you going to be an online instructor?
I definitely have more than one cameo in the course, and I'm writing the text as well.
We actually have been looping some of those chapters in our media room during the parade.
Oh, here, so people could go by and take a look at them. I know we've got about 1 minute left before we're going to break. You guys have had a number of challenges, and actually we said we weren't going to bring this up, but one of the challenges I know you had was, Farron, you fell down and broke your hip during the construction of this property. That must have sort of slowed things down a little.
It slowed things down quite a bit. I was in the hospital for almost a month. But I want to commend my partner, Maxine, who stepped up hugely at that time, became my eyes, ears, and voice here on the project during that period. And I also want to commend her for her courage, commitment, and shared vision on this project to take it through to completion in a very difficult financial times in the marketplace. But we're both very inspired about our creation and how it is a model for the future of custom home building.
It certainly is. And, again, I just want to remind everybody, if you're out there driving around and you want to come to the Emerald Home, Maxine, again, the address here is?
2962 Broken Sherd Trail.
And that is in the Monte Sereno subdivision. You take the Tsuki exit right up through Monte Sereno, and it's a left-hand turn. Anyway, I want to thank Maxine Suisa and Farron Dancer for bringing some very useful information to the show today. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, and Kelly Fagan, my technician, for making the remote broadcast of the show a success. Thank you for tuning in today, and if you can, please join me this afternoon at my own open house at 3 Camino Caruso, which is right down the road near the opera. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.